Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'd like to thank all of you for showing up to do this, and so many of you come month after month, year after year, which is such a blessing. We have such a beautiful community of people that have been doing this since 2014. So it's getting to be a long time now. And I'm really excited to have an old friend here today, Mayor Cromwell. I think some of you know her. She's an internationally known great mother mystic and high priestess. She's a visionary, a healer, and an award-winning author. She's committed, really, to birthing the new earth. And Mayor's also the founder and director of the Great Mother Love Way nonprofit. She studied with Native American elders for 26 years. And, you know, a lot of them have confirmed her close rapport with Mother Gaia. And she's channeled a couple books, Messages from Mother and the Great Mother Bible, and her third book with Mother Gaia, which is in process right now, is called Gaia's Web of Love. In addition to all this, Mare also organizes the annual 1,000 Goddesses Gathering Global Grid, and she leads the Great Mother Love Way year-long course. And it's a really transformative course, and I believe her next one is starting in April. She also has some other related programs on nature spirits and sacred gardening. So I encourage you to check out her website. It's greatmotherlove.earth. So, Mayor, welcome. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about that you've got coming up, or if not, you can just take it away?
I just want to mention that Bev Templeton, who's here on this lovely meditation call, is going to be introducing people who have not yet been introduced to the Lemurian Mother Tree to activate our green DNA. That's going to be at the first day in March, and anyway, there's market share, but I think that's key. And if you want to be on my newsletter list, just please go to that website, greatmotherlove.earth. So I want to start out. Thank you, Mary, for having me. It's always such an honor to be part of this incredible group and know that Granny, the orca whale, who's so beloved, asked you to start this years ago. So I always start my events, but I need to just say that I'm humbly and gratefully located in the unceded ancestral lands of the Catawba and Cherokee peoples in western North Carolina. And for those of you who are in the Asheville area, I know someone's in Arden. I live in Old Fort. I'm not that far from you. And I may go over. I hope that this doesn't get too long, but I realize in putting this together, there's a lot that wants to come forward. So I'll do the best I can and ask for your grace and forgiveness. So also, there's a little background noise. Is that?
I hear that. I'll see if I can see on the thing if somebody's.
Do you want to mute everybody again? And
I have.
Mute?
Yeah, I've already muted everybody. So.
Okay.
I'm looking down the list.
I think we got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So to start off with, I always do my events a ceremony. I know this is a meditation, so just consider it a ceremony slash meditation. Calling in. I am that I am calling in all of my spirit teams who support my work within the Great Mother Love Way, all of my guardians, councils, ancestors, and any and other beautiful spiritual ones who would like to join us, who are serving Mother Gaia's highest good. You are most welcome to join us here for this beautiful gathering, our large sacred circle. And some of you, I'll actually be calling in a bit. So I also want to start off by introducing you to the heart of water. And this is something new that's come into me and my field and my awareness as of last late summer. Last fall, I was focusing a lot on water because the Thousand Goddesses Gathering that was at the end of October was Water Love Day. I was about to co-lead a two-session webinar called Water Speaks, which, by the way, is available on my website as pre-recorded. And I was doing a lot of water ceremony in the bathtub, which is one of my best places to do ceremony. And I was seeking to connect with the consciousness of water. I was really yearning to see if I could do that by just calling out on the spirit plane. And one morning in, I believe it was the end of August, I was lying in the bathtub, and I was just putting the call out, you know, for the consciousness of water. And what I heard, which blew my mind, was I heard this heart of water, like the term come into my consciousness. And then I felt this activation of energy come into my bathtub waters and within me. And I had been working pretty closely and continue to with a universal divine feminine council weeks prior to that. And I was rather blown away, but I knew whatever this was not from Earth. It was from this really high spiritual council of divine feminine beings. And what I want to do right now is call in the heart of water for all of you to experience. I'm really used to doing this on Zoom where I can see everybody and I ask for a thumbs up. So I'm just going to trust that you feel it. And if you don't feel it, know that it's still come in for you, because we're going to be calling on the heart of water as part of this meditation. Okay. Oh. I am that I am, humbly calling on the heart of water to come in and bless every single one of us here within this sacred circle, within this call. Help us to feel your really high spiritual frequency. And please bless the waters within us, within ourselves, the blood that flows through us, all of our tissues, and any water that is around us. Maybe we have a water bottle or glass of water. Calling on the heart of water. All right, so I'm trusting that all of you are feeling this beautiful frequency, and we'll continue to feel it, actually. And I want to just share a little bit more, and that I've learned from some gifted cosmic shaman friends that the heart of water was an integral aspect of water within the whole universe, which is pretty humbling for me to connect with, until it was actually blocked by some denser beings out in the universal planes. And Mother Gaia is enthralled that this is being brought into the earthly realms right now. And I'm pretty certain I'm not the only one that's tuned in, but I don't know for a fact. And I encourage you to personally call on the heart of water every day. When you wash your dishes, when you take a shower, when you drink your water, watering plants. Plants love this frequency. And so, again, we'll be calling on the heart of water as part of what we're going to be doing shortly. Okay, so now I would like to introduce you to a spiritual council that's in the universal realms also, called the Family of One. And we're going to be working closely with them in this meditation slash ceremony. And I have been blessed to work closely with this council. They are the foremost council behind the Thousand Goddesses Gathering Global Grid since the very first one in 2016. And if you don't know what the Thousand Goddesses Gathering Global Grid is, it's an annual united field of divine feminine ceremonies that take place all around the world. People, women doing ceremonies in their different regions around the world. And I learned far more about this particular council. It's actually two councils from a gifted light worker who knew them. And they are called the Family of One. And there are actually two within the Family of One, two councils. The Divine Feminine Council is primarily the group that I work closely with, who support me. And they are accompanied by another council made up of their divine partners, their sacred union divine masculine partners. And indeed, the masculine council members are not only their partners, but also their guardians. And I honestly don't have a word for their stature in the spiritual realms, although some might be called deities. I don't communicate so much with the divine masculine team, though I feel them strongly, and I'm very grateful for their powerful guardian energies, and they're already here with us right now. The Divine Feminine Council has told me it's time for people to learn about them, humans, and that is the only way I can share this information, by their permission. Plus, this meditation involves invoking them, and their profoundly significant divine energies of luminous love and oneness. So Una, O-O-N-A, is the primary divine feminine being on the Feminine Council, and she's truly beyond words. When I spiritually visit them in the spirit planes, I can't see Una's presence because her light is so powerful. It's just blinding. But I can feel her, though. She communicates with me often and guides me, along with Mother Gaia. So there are 13 divine feminine beings on this council, which includes Una. And the only other ones I know are Mother Gaia sits on it, and Mother Mary, the Virgin Mary, sits on it, along with another beautiful and powerful one that's called Mother One, and then there are others. And I don't have names for the rest of them, and I can't see their faces either, and they tell me that I don't need to know their names at this time, and that most of them have never been a deity known on the earthly planes in any belief system. So on the Divine Masculine Council, Un, as in O-O-N, is the primary being on this council. He is Una's sacred union partner. And please know that I'm using English words here to try to convey information about multidimensional beings who exist far beyond the earthly planes in our cosmos. I don't think we have the words or even the mental constructs to truly understand who they are and where they are. So again, Una and Un's councils are known as the Family of One, and they're ready to be known to more humans, as I mentioned, since the ascension has already started here on our sacred earth. They are keenly, keenly interested in the ascension process on our planet, since once we fully reach it here, and as we are reaching it, it will ripple out throughout the cosmos. It's already starting to ripple out to some degree. And Earth is the seed point for the entire cosmic ascension from what I have learned. And this is rather auspicious. So these councils have been waiting for this for a long time, beyond the scope of any time dimensional limits in truth, because they embody the purest sort of frequencies of oneness, which is where we are headed into with the full ascension with the new Earth. So I've connected with these councils due to my work surrendering completely to Mother Gaia, and again, learned a lot about them with this gifted light worker. And she confirmed that I have engaged with them in a deep way. And I've been told there are other humans who work with them too. They have so much luminous love and oneness energetics to offer us. And I invite you outside of this meditation to call on Una and Un's councils or the Family of One whenever you want to. It's beautiful, beautiful energies. Okay, let me get a little sip here. So now I'm going to start the meditation. I encourage you to be sitting comfortably, feet on the floor, or you can sit cross-legged if you'd rather. And I invite you now to take a long, deep breath through your nose. And then exhale that through your mouth. And take another deep breath in through your nose. And release that breath through your mouth. And if you want to close your eyes, you're welcome to do that. And now I invite you to bring your arms overhead as if you're reaching for the sky and the clouds. And with your arms outstretched above you, hands pointed to the stars, next call on the great mystery or creation or Mother, Father, God, choose your term. And introduce yourself to this great being as you do this. And everyone is muted so you can say this out loud. And just as an example, what I say is, Ho, Gracian, great mystery, Mother, Father, God, this is your Earth Daughter Mare. How much I love you. Thank you for blessing me with life here on this amazing planet. Love and gratitude to you. Please bless me with your quantum divine love, your sacred energy. And please fill up my energy body with your love. And as you're doing this and asking for a blessing of their energy, bring your arms down in a wide arc from overhead, allowing your energy body to fill with this divine energy. And once your arms are all the way down and your hands are at your thighs, creation, Mother, Father, God's energy has come into your energy field. And next, you're invited to call out to Mother Gaia and envision her heart in the very center of the earth. And if you call her Mother Earth or Earth Mother or Pachamama, it's all good. Call her by the name that is comfortable for you. What is the most important thing is how much love you have for her. So call out to Mother and ask her to fill your energy body with her powerful, beautiful love. And an example of how to do that is calling out, Ho, Mother Gaia, this is what I say, this is your Earth Daughter Mare. How much I love you. Thank you for blessing me with life here on this amazing planet. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Please bless me, Mother, with your love, your sacred energy. Please fill up my energy body with your love also. And as you are doing this, raise your hands up from your thighs in a wide arc, bringing Mother's quantum divine love energy into your energy field. And you're bringing your hands all the way to the point where your arms are completely overhead again and your hands are even touching overhead. And next, with your hands, very subtly mix creation or Mother, Father, God and Mother's energy in your energy body. You can mix really subtly in the front, your sides, and then your back area. And then slowly bringing your arms back to the front, just somewhat gather your energy body in as if you were gathering a large parachute that is all around you. Just subtly just gather it in gently. And what you can do then is just tuck it in, leaving a few inches in front of your body. For women, we tuck it into our womb space, our center. And for men, your center is in your heart chakra, as I learned it. So you can tuck it in there. But again, leave a little space there. Or you could tuck it into both your heart chakra and your womb space. Do what feels right for you. And next, I want you to focus on your root chakra, the base of your abdominal area. Feel that energy center as best as you can. And then connect your root chakra with Mother Gaia's heart in the center of the planet by visualizing a cord of energy from your root chakra extending directly straight down to Mother's heart in the very center of the planet. And visualize it how it reaches Mother's heart, this energy cord that you are forming. And her heart is opening up completely and bringing your energy right to her very center. This is how much she adores us. And see, this energy cord is strong and pulsing with so much love energy as you continue to send love down it. And you can call out to Mother to ask her to send her love back up too. Back up this love cord connection so that there's a beautiful conduit of love going both ways, deepening your sacred relationship with her. Beautiful. So now I humbly invite and call out to the overarching devas of the whales and dolphins to join us in this healing meditation for the highest good for Mother Gaia's divine plan alignment, which includes the clearing and the cleaning of the waters of the world. I humbly call on Granny, the beloved orca whale that Mary Geddon was so close to for so long. I call on the ancestors of the whales and dolphins to join us now. I call on the star dolphins. Welcome, beautiful ones. I invite the overarching devas of our global oceans for your support. Calling out to Mananan Nakdir and all of his children and his wife, too. Aigir, Varuna, and other devas of the Indian Ocean, Arctic Ocean, Antarctic Ocean. Calling out to the nature spirits of our waters of the world, the mermaids, the mermen, the Rusalkas, and all the sacred nature spirits of the oceans and other water bodies to join us, to receive and dance in this luminous love with us. I also invite all the water dragons around the world to join us and support us. Welcome, beautiful ones. And all of our personal guardians to come in and support us in this beautiful meditation ceremony. You know who you are. We welcome you, beautiful ones. I invite the seven directions, the east, the south, the north, the west, above, below, and from our sacred centers. I also invite all the elementals of earth, air, fire, water, and earth, to be part of this sacred meditation. At this point, I invite you to take another deep breath in through your nose, and then release that through your mouth. Just slowly release it. And now, with your love cord connection that you formed with Mother and her heart, truly pulsing, envision your entire being dropping deep, deep, deep down to the center of the earth, to the point where Mother's heart fills your womb space with so much love and gratitude. You are sitting in the center of our sacred planet, and your womb space has merged into Mother's heart. And if you've had surgery, if you're a woman and you've had surgery, and not all of your feminine organs are still there physically, know that you can still do this as they're still there etherically. And for the men doing this meditation, you actually have a womb space too in your etheric body over your lower abdominal area. So go ahead and visualize Mother Gaia's heart in the very core of the planet, filling up your etheric womb space in your energy body, so that the quantum divine love from Mother is filling our womb spaces. And as we are sitting in Mother Gaia's heart, her heart envelopes us, and we merge with her even more. And our energy bodies begin to expand and expand so hugely that you're filling up the whole of Mother, merging with her energy body, the whole of our sacred earth, with our being and our energy body. And as you are doing this, you're most probably feeling Mother's huge love for you. She is so grateful you are surrendering to serve her by doing this meditation for her and her blood, which is all of the waters of the world. So this is for all of us, actually. And once you sense that your body and Mother's body in her density of rock layers and life on the outer surface in the biosphere and even the atmosphere are one, and you may want to take a moment to really feel how you are becoming one with your energy body and Mother's energy body, and then maybe anchored there, you feel that in your womb space or your etheric womb space. So once you sense that, I invite you to bring your arms straight up to the skies again and visualize this time that you're opening up a wide tube of energy in front of you that incorporates you too, to create a conduit for more quantum divine love from the cosmos. We are now going to consciously reach out to Una and Un's councils and call on them, and also call on the Heart of Water again. And you can say, hey ho, calling out to you, Una, and your divine feminine council, and Un, and your divine masculine council, and sending you so much love. I invite you to send your tremendous quantum divine luminous love through this wide energy tube that I have created to fill up Mother Gaia. Send your oneness energies through this wide energy tube to fill up Mother Gaia. Thank you. And also calling out to the beautiful divine feminine Heart of Water from the universal realms. Calling on the Heart of Water, please send your amazing spiritual frequencies through this wide energy tube also. And you can say this in your own words right now. I'll give you a few moments. Calling on the family of one, Una Nun's councils in the Heart of Water. We want them to fill this energy tube. And next, we're going to invite them, the luminous love of Una and Un's councils in the Heart of Water, to move through the tube, all the way through to fill up Mother Gaia's body and energy fields. And one way to say this is, I invite the luminous love of Una and Un's councils in the Heart of Water to move through this wide tube to completely fill up Mother Gaia's body and energy fields with your beautiful, beautiful energies. And again, you can stretch your arms overhead again and then moving your arms down as if you are pulling the energy down, which you are. Visualize the luminous love and oneness energies from their councils along with the Heart of Water coming through this tube, through the conduit that you have created that includes your energy body that's merged with Mother Gaia's physical body and energy body. Visualize Mother Gaia, our entire planet, filling up with this luminous love and oneness energies and the Heart of Water energies. Keep on pulling the energies down with your arms, pulling, pulling. And we are activating Mother Gaia with this quantum divine love, the Heart of Water love, pulling, pulling, drawing it down, drawing it down, drawing it. And we are truly beginning to amplify all of our sacred earth with this quantum divine love and luminous light. And now let's focus on all the water in the world, every single molecule, every single drop, all the waterways, underground and surface waters of Mother Gaia. Visualize all of Mother's blood, which are all the waters around the planet, becoming more activated, subtly activated by this beautiful, beautiful energy and being raised up in the luminous love that we're bringing in to all of Mother and all of ourselves too. As the blood within our bodies is Mother's blood too. Envision the water molecules dancing, vibrating, taking in all this love, taking in the heart of water, taking in the oneness energies, because water is already one, but even amplifying that. And the water molecules are dancing and vibrating slightly faster. It is a dance for them. And now let's bring our attention to Mother Gaia's bones, all the rock layers, the caves, the deepest, deepest magma chambers where the water flows on the surface and deep within the rock layers is groundwater. And asking that this love, this light, this oneness activate all of the stones, the boulders, the hills, the mountains, the caves, crystal palaces, temples, caverns, and subterranean rock layers and magma down to Mother's core, to her heart, which is where we have merged with our womb space. And all of Mother's bones are taking in this energy. So beautiful, so beautiful. And now let's call out to all the clouds around our sacred earth and the ephemeral elementals that are at the core of every cloud water particle and every snowflake, and invite them to take in the so healing love and light and heart of water frequencies that's shimmering throughout Mother's multidimensional zones. And to all the snowpacks and glaciers around the planet, all the water that is frozen there in such intricate and ancient ways, all the snow that is on the ground in the northern parts of the world, inviting them to take in this powerful healing energies of luminous love and heart of water frequencies. And next, reaching out to the physical dolphins who are in our waters of the world, sending them so much love and inviting them to connect in with us and take in this luminous, luminous love and heart of water energies within their dolphin planetary grid of love songs and joy. And I've asked them in advance about this invitation, and they said, yes, please. So visualizing the dolphins amplifying their songs as only they know how to do, sending more light and love throughout all the waters of the world. And the dolphins are leaping up into the air with great joy, squealing with glee. And as Linda Shea says, ee! The dolphins are dancing with all this energy that we are pulling in and inviting Una and Un's councils in the heart of water to radiate throughout the planet. And then calling out to the whales and inviting them to connect their planetary grid of love songs and joy with us and Mother Gaia and all of these beautiful spiritual teams who are supporting us now. And inviting Granny, the orca whale, the wonderful orca whale, to join us in the spirit realms, and all the orcas of the world, too. All the whales, both alive and all the ancestors of the whales. And, of course, I reached out to the whales in advance about this request, and they said yes when I asked them. And Granny sent me a ripple of love energy as I was putting this meditation together, which felt so sweet. And visualizing the whales feeling the quantum amounts of luminous love and high frequencies, which is great fun for them and boosting their playfulness, their leaps up high in the water, feeling the joy as their songs travel even more strongly across Mother Gaia's oceans, weaving their whale light grid ever more powerfully connected with Gaia's oneness grid. And next, connecting with the nature spirit's planetary grid of love, balance, and harmony, especially those nature spirits who live in and around the water and are so important to maintaining the balance and harmony and vitality of all the waters of the world. And in particular, I'd like to invite in Fond, Yamaya, and Lear, and all their families and teams to come fully in to dance in this love and light that's so quantum, and so needed for the healing of the waters around our planet. And they are invited to contribute to it also from their realms, because they dance in incredibly high frequency energies. So inviting all the nature spirits of the waters and beyond to party with us in this luminous love, to support their multidimensional fields across our sacred earth. And in this moment, I'm inviting you to put your hands up again and continue to pull down and invite Una and Un's beautiful energies of luminous love and oneness, and calling on the heart of water even more to amplify the energies that are coming into the conduit that we have formed that's in front of us. Let's call in even more. Beautiful. And now reaching out to the water dragons and asking them to join us to co-create this beautiful field of love as only they know how to do. And now reaching out to the overarching tree devas of Mother Gaia and inviting them to be part of this. They have their own planetary council and grid too, of very ancient and wise beings who are eager to see all of us humans heal into who we are meant to be. And envisioning the water that moves in the ground and into the tree roots in the ancient groves, starting to pulse with the light and the love. Their trunks singing with the sacred amplified sap made up of sacred water and other nutrients moving through them. Their leaves dancing ever so subtly with love and joy that is radiating through them, around them, and between them all over the globe. And if they're in northern climates, they're still feeling this energy. This is so glorious for them. And inviting all the trees of the planet to come into this field and receive all of this energy through their roots and waters around them. And all of the forests, the fields, the meadows, the wetlands, all the sacred plant communities with the water flowing through them, joining in with this dance of luminous love. It's so, so beautiful, and all becoming subtly amplified with the light and the love. So much joy they are feeling. And all of the sacred seen and unseen ones throughout our planet are now invited to receive these glorious energies. This is meant for all of them and all of us. And now connecting with the actual ley lines, Mother's meridians around the earth, and focusing this healing energy into the waters that flow through them, inviting them to become infused with this luminous love, and maybe even giggles if that's what comes forward for you. There's so much joy imbued in all of this. You don't need to know where these ley lines are, just know they are there, and invite them to receive all of this beautiful energy. And keep on now visualizing this beautiful oneness and luminous love energy pulsing, the heart of water pulsing into the earth, pulsing in a sacred pattern from Mother Gaia's heart where your womb space is, out to all the waters of the world, the lakes, the streams, the rivers, the oceans, clouds, ice, snowpack, and more. Water moisture in the atmosphere. And as we do this as a collective, we are actually manifesting a sacred geometric pulsing, rippling energies of great light and love, and even compassion from Mother's heart, out into the outer dimensional fields of the planet and beyond in truth. So now I will be silent for a few moments and invite you to visualize sending these energies of luminous love and oneness and heart of water to any watery part of the world that you would like to send it to. now bringing us back together, let us focus on the blood that moves through our bodies, our sacred temples, that has already been receiving this healing energy. And if you have any health issues or wish to have some healing support for your heart, even, you can quietly ask all the spiritual ones that we've called in to support you with this. They are surrounding each and every one of us in this moment, inviting us to release what does not serve us. And you can ask that this energy be directed to a specific part of your body. And the invitation here is to ask for their support in releasing what is holding us back from remembering who we are as truly beautiful and sacred beings of luminous love, divine beings, so blessed to have a physical body on our sacred earth. And inviting our DNA to wake up to the memories of living here on earth as one with Mother Gaia and all the sacred seen and unseen ones, all the nature spirits, everyone here on earth. And to come into remembering the feeling of being home here, held by Mother and her love, her powerful, powerful love. She is calling us home to remember that her blood is our blood, her bones make up our bones, and that we are one with the water. We are one with the dolphins, the whales, the glaciers, the octopus, the bacteria, the algae, the very first life forms that evolved in water several billion years ago. We are one with all of them. Now I invite you to take another deep, deep breath in through your nose. And then gently exhale that breath through your mouth. And bringing your attention back to your womb space now, whether it is a physical womb space or etheric. And breathe deeply into that sacred, sacred center within you that is merged with Mother Gaia's heart. And just release that breath now. And breathe into our personal energy field that has merged with Mother Gaia's energy field. And then gently exhale that breath out. And now let's visualize pulling our energy body gently back into our physical body so it comes very close to us again. Coming completely back into our bodies where we're sitting, no longer in the center of Mother Gaia, but solidly back in our bodies, in the room where we are. And you may need a moment to do this completely. Please take that time. And you want to feel that you're truly back in your room or on the ground, wherever you are, and 100% back in your body. And you can wiggle your toes a little, wiggle your fingers if you want, maybe slap your thighs very gently. Coming back into your body, stretching a little if you need to do that, coming back. And then when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Beautiful. And take one more deep breath in through your nose. And release that through your mouth. And And this is a wonderful time right now to bring your attention to your heart again and feel the love that you have for Mother Gaia and all the waters of the world. And then to send loving gratitude from your heart to Mother Gaia for this experience, to Una and Un's councils, the heart of water, all the spirit teams, guardians, and more who supported us in this, all the waters of the world, every molecule of water, ice, cloud, vapor, steam, all the dolphins, the whales, the trees, the stones, and mountains, and more whom we connected with. And that includes the nature spirits, the mermaids, mermen, rusalkas, all the nature spirits, including the water dragons, and the water deities, and all the divine feminine and divine masculine ones, sacred guardians who supported us in this quietly, and all the other seen and unseen ones who joined us in this, who honestly count in the millions, probably billions, beyond count, beyond count. Sending love and gratitude to all of them. And then send love and gratitude to yourself for hearing the call to be part of this. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Mary, I think if we're ready, we can open this up.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Oof, that was quite powerful. Yeah, there were a lot of beans coming in for this one. That was great. And I felt the deep connection with Mother Gaia and that energy flooding through me down into the earth. So, yeah, it was very beautiful. If there's someone who would like to have a quick share or ask a question of Mayor, star 6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Hi, my name's Cindy. I just wanted to say, well, first of all, this is incredible, and I'm still, like, not totally back in my body. But I kept seeing sacred geometry over all the waters of the earth as we were doing this. It was really beautiful.
Yeah. I don't talk about that because I'm not a big student of sacred geometry, but that's what all this energy brings in, and it brings the water back into alignment.
Oh, wow.
Out as it's supposed to be, you know, in a pristine state. It's like it's in a process right now of doing that, and I love that you saw that. And the heart of water has... there's so much I don't know about it, but what I do know is that it carries a very powerful sort of frequency that definitely brings in sacred geometry. And I'd love for someone to do water crystal work. I'm thinking about, actually, I'm planning to reach out to Veda Austin and see if she'll call in the heart of water and see what happens with the crystal.
Oh, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thanks.
This is Marcia Miller. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I did not want to leave the heart of Gaia, Mother Earth. I've been crying through this, not hard, but she was so beautiful. This is just such a wonderful process. I am so honored and blessed to be part of this. Thank you.
Wow. So, Marcia, you can always go back and experience that. As a matter of fact, on my website is a free meditation called Mother's Love Chord, which is, we did a really simple version of it. And you can do that and then visualize merging with Mother's heart again. And Mother wants us to be one with her. And she's the ultimate healer. So I could tell you stories about how she's helped me heal from cancer, you know. And and I love that you've been crying, because crying is so beautiful. And Mother clearly was working on your heart along with all the sacred ones who came in. So it thrills me that you experienced this healing experience.
Thank you.
Hi, Mayor. Oh, hi, Mayor. It's Michelle Newman in California in Santa Cruz.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, sweetie. Forgive me for having dropped off your radar for a little while. I was so deeply touched just now when you said bringing in the crystal and the sacred geometry, even though you said that you did not know as much about that. And it made me feel like I want to play the crystal bowls with your meditation and bring that in as the added dimensional extra formation around the aura of what you're creating, because everything, amazingly, everything you did in the meditation is what I do every single morning. And I have finished my morning meditation, and I really would like to speak with you about this.
Well, let's arrange a talk, Michelle. Let's arrange a talk, because...
let's arrange. I'll email you.
Yeah, please do that. Please do. I feel so much energy coming through with what you're sharing. It's like it's just amplified things at another level.
I'm feeling like I'm just resonating in many dimensional states right now, because there wasn't a single thing that you said today that I haven't been doing every single day. We need to talk.
yeah. Send me an email, please.
Yeah. I will. And forgive me for having dropped off your radar a year or two ago.
No worries. We are all so busy.
Yeah.
No worries.
Well, life just got, right. You know, stuff happened. But anyway, thank you. I'm so happy that I saw your email and that I opened it and that I joined in this today. It just felt so prescient and so important. And I'm so grateful to reconnect.
Thank you.
And I want to remind everyone, too, that I will have this meditation up on the website, you know, probably later this afternoon. So you can go to globalwaterhealing.org, click on recorded meditations, and it's there for your use. And also you can download it for free. So anybody who wants to do it again and again, it's right there for you. You we'll make it available. And I also just wanted to say something.
I'll be sharing this with a lot of people, a lot.
Wow. Right. And please feel free to get on my, go to my website and get on my email list so that if you want to stay up to date. But you were going to say something, Mary.
Oh, I was just going to say there were 69 people on the call.
Yeah,
so
wow.
Somebody had asked, and it was 50-something when we started.
Yes,
but
it
quickly went up, which often happens. So.
I don't know what your normal or what your average numbers are, but I'm really honored and humbled by the numbers.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So I also want to, before we end, and I know we have a few more minutes, but I really, really, really want to encourage everyone to continue to call in the heart of water.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, whether you are getting drinking water or taking a shower or doing your dishes or going across a bridge and there's a creek under the road or a pond or you're at the ocean, call on the heart of water and just broadcast that out into the waters around you and within you. Mother Gaia is really asking me to put this out far and wide.
Okay.
And all of you have received now an attunement and activation. So you know the frequency. I hope you do. If you don't, it still came in for you. And the heart of water knows you. Know that.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mayor. That was really, really lovely. And as I said, it will be up on the website probably later today. And I'd like to invite everyone to come back every month. Next month, our next meditation is on March 6th, and Joe Baby Noonan is going to be leading the meditation. And when I talked to him about it, he's going to be in Hawaii, and he said, I think I can do this from my kayak out with the whales.
Oh, boy.
And I said, well, if you can do it, that would be super cool. So we'll see what happens if he's out with the whales next month when he does his meditation. So I want to thank you all very much for being here. Blessings. Happy Valentine's Day. Big hearts to all of you. Thank you again, Mayor. And I'm going to unmute everyone so we can have our chaotic goodbye.
Could I make a little comment just quick?
Sure.
My name is Therese from Alaska. And there's two things I'd like to say, but the one important thing is a few weeks ago through my private practice, I identified the heart of water as being within the vortex. And so when the energy goes down a drain, there's centrifugal force that pulls out and that energy gets aligned. And so we were able to take that vortex from the womb and bring it up to the heart. And I just felt really called to add that in here. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Teresa.
Okay.